If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 26th day of August, 2010, 5:30 in the morning. Yeah. And people say, hey, Bill, did you work mornings? How are you able to do a morning show? Well, I'm insane, apparently. If I can wake up and sound like this, then it's fine. There's no, between sleep and being awake, there's no middleman. You know, it's like I'm asleep. I'm awake! Welcome to Bill's Life. So I got this call yesterday from a guy named Jim who found my name on the internet because he did a Google search, on a particular type of microphone, which I happen to own. And he happens to own one as well. Now, the difference between the two of us is he's blood-sucking rich and I'm a poor man. But he wanted to know if his microphone was worth anything. And it's a fascinating thing about people that are in radio, because even if you don't know each other, he worked in New York in the 60s, one of the heydays of radio, and in the television division, and it was in sales, and then in Chicago. Chicago, he knew Dick Orkin, who is amazing. If you have a chance to Google Chicken Man, I think Chicken Man will be on the... Hold on, I'm going to do a Google. Oh, yeah. Chicken Man's there. So I'll put a link. You know, Audio Boo doesn't have any place for you to put show notes or anything like YouTube. But incidentally, that would be a nice suggestion for you if you're listening, and I hope to God you're not. So I'll put it in a comment to myself, which is what old people do. We just basically comment back to ourselves. So we had a conversation about radio and what it is now, and so we talk about the buying and selling of radio stations in America, which it was an act that was passed by Congress in 1996 that took away the FCC ruling that allowed people to own more than three broadcast facilities in one market. And that's really what ruined radio. It then became a real estate market instead of a broadcast market. And this guy had owned a lot of radio stations, but he was quick to point out that he, first of all, battled against that in 1996, against that ruling. But he also had a nice run in the radio business, owning several stations and that sort of thing. So I just really thought it was interesting how radio people can just talk to each other. And then he asked, I said, well, the same thing kind of happened to my station. It got bought and sold more times than Heidi Fleiss. And at the very end, it was just a deplorable place to work. And he said, would you mind my asking the name of the people that owned your radio station? And I said, I know he thinks I'm insane, and I'll never hear back from him. I said, it's like Harry Potter and Lord Voldemort. I never say their names out loud. It was that bad. And there's this silence on the other end of the phone. And what he's expecting me to do is say, oh, yeah, it was, I call them Dumb and Dumber, actually. That's the name I will say out loud for these two deplorable human beings that still draw air, I'm sorry to say. But, you know, it's not that I'm bitter. We'll see you tomorrow.